It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, time to beat Bernie. And we've got our contestant in studio today. By the way, I have an extra hash brown. You want it?
Oh, no, thank you.
You sure? It looks terrible. I don't know. Anyway, she is an attorney with Red Apple Media. And give everybody your full name.
Nicole Amanda Brandafino.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I have two first names.
Two first names and a Brandafino. Now, can they see her on WABCRadio.com?
Yes, they can, I believe. Let me actually, I just closed that. So, yeah, I believe so, yes.
All right. So what we're doing all week long is Bernie is going to play people that work inside the building, kind of a in-house celebrity beat Bernie. Yesterday, he beat Frank Morano. And today he's going to take on Nicole, who happens to be an attorney. Very, very bright. Went to Brooklyn Law School.
Yes, correct.
And now works upstairs.
Actually, I work down here, second floor.
Oh, you're on this floor?
Yes.
How come I never see you?
I run between the floors, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay. We've never met. It's odd, because you've been here since... Well, you've only been here for a couple of months now, right?
Yes, since May.
Okay. All right. So, are you confident you can beat Bernie today?
I'm hoping.
You're hoping?
I'm excited.
Are you aware of how smart he is, or... Not really. Okay. All right. Well, you went to high school in New Jersey?
In Staten Island, Notre Dame.
What? So, but you lived in Jersey.
And then I moved to Staten Island.
And then you went to Brooklyn Law School.
Yes, I went to Brew College first. And then Brooklyn
Law
School.
Okay, all right. So where do you live right now?
Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Yes.
Beautiful place. I was stuck in Ramsey, New Jersey last night. You know where that is?
I think so.
Route 17.
Oh, okay.
Like Mawa, the State Line
Over
Diner,
there.
That whole thing, yes. All right, here's how the game works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Then I'm going to bring Bernard in, ask him the same 5 questions. If you get more right, then you will get Debbie. Is her name Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie from Long Island.
What part of Long Island?
It's what, East Quag or something like that?
Oh, fancy Hamptons Quag. She gets $100 and a Barry House coffee mug if you win.
Okay, I got to win then.
If you lose, she gets nothing. And she'll probably hate you for the rest of her life.
Okay, I got to win then. Got to give her that gift card.
I'm kidding. All right, so here we go. Nicole, here's question number 1. The city of Brussels is the capital of what European country?
Belgium.
Yes. Feeling good about you. The first one's always get the one out of the way. All right. Here's number 2. There have been just 2 people, Nicole, to hold the title of United States Attorney General twice. Twice. One was John J. Crittenden, who held the position during the administrations of Harrison, Tyler, and Fillmore. Who was the other? I'll give you a hint. He just served in that position, and he also did it under Ronald Reagan.
Again, oh.
AG.
I'm having a brain fart.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think. Sorry.
All right. That's incorrect. Brain fart.
I was giving her a second.
Bill Burr is the guy we're looking
Bill
for.
Barr. Bill Burr.
Bill Barr.
Comic.
Excuse me. I had a brain fart myself.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
You're 1-for-2 now, okay? Here we go. Here's number 3. Who was the Marxist revolutionary that in April of 1965 left Cuba to try to bring revolution to Africa and then 2 years later was executed at the order of the president of Bolivia?
Ooh.
Give you a hint. Colin Kaepernick wore a shirt with him on it when he tried out for the Dolphins.
No, I know this.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I know this. Oh, my God, the name is... Oh, Che Guevara.
Yes! All right! 2 out of 3. You're playing very well, Nicole. Here's number 4. A 1969 album cover featuring the Hindenburg disaster was the self-titled album of what English rock band? The Hindenburg was what? It was a...
Music, 1969.
Come on.
Rock band?
Stairway to Heaven. Come on.
The Beatles.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
Led Zeppelin. All right. Finally, although it's not an island, the ADX maximum facility and federal prison in Florence, Colorado. Is this right?
Yep.
It's not in San Francisco?
No. You got to read the question here, my friend.
All right. Although it's not an island, the ADX maximum facility and federal prison in Florence, Colorado is known, as the Watt of the Rockies. Yes, okay, I got it. I just gave it away. It said San Francisco. What prison?
Oh, Alcatraz.
Hey, All right, Nicole got three right. She's very smart. You played well. You did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Were you nervous?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty cool being on the radio right now.
did you tell your mom and dad? Are people listening?
My mom should be listening. My boyfriend should be listening.
Oh,
so.
Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Tragic. What? How far along are you?
We're about almost 4 years together.
Oh, really? So you're waiting for the ring? What is that son of a bitch waiting for? Have you given him an ultimatum yet?
No.
Are you close to that?
No.
Your mother's
I'm patient.
Your mother's very upset, though. She's like, come on.
Probably. She's listening in, so...
Stop
hey,
crying.
Mom.
All right. You can sit here and watch this. She got three right. You need four to win, okay?
I'm good with that.
All right. The city of Brussels, Bernie, is the capital of what European country?
Switzerland would be the wrong answer. It's Belgium.
I always mention Brussels when we talk about Cuba because Obama was doing the wave with the Castro brother. When that major attack in Brussels, they blew up the airport. There was kids from Jersey died.
That's just...
It's my memory of Brussels.
Sort of an association.
Word association.
Yeah, something like that.
ISIS. Because like ISIS was all over Brussels. I don't know what happened there. But
it's like a Pavlovian response.
Yes.
That you have.
Now, what would that be? Pavlovian. Pavlov is what?
Pavlov.
The dog.
Pavlov's dogs.
You didn't know that?
Conditioned response.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right. Here's number two. There have been just two people to hold the title of United States Attorney General twice, Bernie. One was John J. Crittenden. He held that position during the administrations of Harrison, Tyler, and Fillmore. Who was the other? Now, I can give you the same hint I gave Nicole.
I don't need hints.
You got it right. Son of a gun.
Who was
the Marxist revolutionary that in April of 1965 left Cuba to try to bring revolution to Africa, and then 2 years later was executed at the order of the president of Bolivia?
I believe we're talking about Che Guevara.
It's tough. Now, if you get one of these next two right, you've beaten lovely Nicole.
Okay. Not that I want to do that, but...
Here we go. A 1969 album cover featuring the Hindenburg disaster was the self-titled debut album of what English rock band?
I would have to say Pink Floyd.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
We got a chance. Did you actually get that wrong on purpose?
No, I didn't.
I'll give you a hint. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page.
Oh, Led Zepp.
Yeah.
Oh, how stupid. Did you give her that hint?
No, she got it wrong. She said the Beatles.
Oh, all right. The Beatles. All right.
She's a British rock band. All right. If you get this right, you win. She got it right. If you don't, you play to a tie. Here we go. You nervous?
A bit, yeah.
Okay, good. That's so exciting. I like having the contestant in studio. Watching
I
the reaction.
Too.
Me,
she's like,
me as well.
She's like, oh, get it wrong.
I know. I am.
You're winning against him like I am our Olympic team. Here we go. Number one. Five.
By the way, let's face it. You are as well.
Of course I am. I want her to win.
Yeah.
Although it's not an island. On an island. The ADX, Maximum Facility and Federal Prison in Florence, Colorado, is known as the what of the Rockies?
Although it's not an island?
Not on an island.
The Alcatraz.
You son of a gun. There it is, folks. Bernie wins 4-3. Well,
Supermax, that's where Gotti died, I believe.
Nah, he was in Lewiston. He was in Lewiston.
Lewiston?
I believe.
We'll double check.
Double check. Or Otisville. He died in Otisville.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Otisville?
Yes.
Hey, Nicole.
Maybe Lewiston. Look it up.
Nicole, listen, you did a great job.
Thank you. Great effort.
And look, it's great to have you at the company. You're a recent college grad.
Law school grad.
Excuse me. Yes. And it is tough. I mean, I know people, you know, just completed it, young people like yourself. In fact, probably the same age. So your parents must be very, very proud of you.
They are, yes.
Well, Nicole, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And you work for a great company. So welcome to the company. Welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show. Thanks for playing. And congratulations. Maybe we'll do it again. We'll have
a rematch at some point. I'd love to be back here.
You were great. You're a great personality. Yeah. A lot of fun. You played a very nice game. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you.
All right. That's Nicole, everybody. Red Apple Media. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. We will close out today's show the way we do every weekday, and that is your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid Who's next?
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.